Hey guys, I am so excited to be talking about today's topic because it makes me excited and happy and all the feels. But most creatives, most small makers, small business people don't particularly enjoy this subject. And this is about pricing. Yes, we're going to be talking about money today. So first, I want to touch on a couple mindset issues. I personally have had to battle them, and I am sure that most of you maybe have had to deal with one or maybe all of them in your time of making and selling. And the first one is the whole thing that it doesn't feel good if you're not making money. Right? It doesn't feel good if you're not making money. So it's the high of selling out, right? So if you're selling out, you're like, yes, it is so cool. I sell out every single time. Remember, I said we're going to be talking about money. So selling out is not always good. If you're selling it out in hours, like I was when I was painting furniture, the high of selling out quickly didn't last for me because I realized that I had to go back and paint more furniture and do more labor of hours and hours of cleaning and painting and then hauling and getting it set up in the store and, you know, all of that. It wasn't until I raised my prices that I gained an even bigger high feeling of actually being able to keep some of that money for my family instead of, okay, I sold out, let's go buy, sell, like the cycle just continues. But when I raised my prices and I discovered, oh, I can make this for a dresser versus this, now I don't mind painting dressers and I don't have to spend so many hours in the garage at the time. That's where I was painting, painting furniture. Like I can paint less, but make more. Okay. Second mindset that guys, I'll be honest, I still struggle with, and that is making money is okay. You know, I was a teacher and I never questioned getting a paycheck for my 9-to-5 job, right? It was not 9-to-5, but you guys know like that's, it doesn't sound right if you say like 8-to-6 or 8-to-10 or 7-to-12. It sounds better if we say 9-to-5. So, getting paid for that 9-to-5 job, I totally understand the concept of making money when I was a teacher. Like, you know, I worked for someone that gave me a paycheck. That paycheck was from the school district. I expected to get it for the hours that I put in. Like, that's just how it is. But the thing is, the same should go for you and for me. The things that we make is our job. It's our J-O-B. That same time and energy that you put into what you make, you deserve to be compensated for. Again, it's your job. It just looks different because, you know, you do it at home or you do it in your garage or you do it where your kids are napping. Like, it doesn't negate the fact that it's okay to make money. Okay. Third mindset, you are worth it. Man, those words are hard for many of us creatives to hear and actually believe. We think we are not that good, or we could never ask that price for something, or everybody could do that, like, right? We could never pay that price, right? We would never pay that price. How many times have we said that? Like, I could just make that. I would never pay that price for that. Okay, maybe from someone else who is more talented, I would pay that price, but not me. I'm not that talented. Here's the thing. Are you ready for it? Because I'm going to bring some truth right now, and I want you to listen. Maybe pause, replay this, whatever. Whatever it takes for you to understand. Ready? You are worth it. There it is. You are worth it. You have a talent. You do things in a way that others don't. You can ask a higher price. People will pay a higher price. You have to trust me. Stay with me here because I'm telling you, all those feelings, that's all they are, is feelings. They can completely change your mindset and take you from feeling like you can't do this and you can't do that. You can't ask that price because have you seen so-and-so's artwork? Like, I get it why she can ask for that art piece, or she can ask for that sign, or she can ask for whatever it is, fill in the blank. but not me because I'm just starting out, so I'm just not that good. But here's the thing, you are, because it's your own work, it's your own thing, and you are worth it. All that comes down to is pricing is a game changer. A lot of my clients that I coach with, this is one of the first things, if not the second thing, that we talk about. We go over numbers. We go over the dirty dang numbers that everybody tries not to talk about. And that is what comes up with pricing. So often we forget to add things in such as, I don't know, our time, your time. We deserve to get paid. Remember when I talked about being a teacher and how it was important that I get a paycheck? Girlfriends, why are you not wanting to get paid? That's one of the number one things with when it comes to pricing is you have to remember that your time is money. You get paid for that. And so I always walk through them and make them say a number, and then I always raise it because they always go really slow. They usually go really low, not slow, low. That was the word I was looking for. But they usually go really low, like, oh, I could do $10 an hour. Really? You would go to work at a job for $10 an hour? Yeah, I doubt many of us would. But I always like to start around $35 an hour, guys. $35 an hour is a really good starting point for someone coming out. Now, I have an ebook that walks you all through like all the formulas and everything, how to figure it out. So I'm not going to bore you with that right now. We're just going to talk about some mindset things and why pricing is a game changer. Looking at your pricing can lead you not only to making more money, it also can lead you to be more creative and innovative. It will help you find more time with your family, with your friends, or the things that you enjoy outside of creating and your business. Do we have that? I don't know. I enjoy what I do. So changing your prices can also help you give back to causes and things that you hold close to your heart. Guys, changing your prices can give you and your family freedom. Changing your prices can help others too, because it means that you can hire help and bless another family with a paycheck. Okay, what is the one thing that you would do or enjoy more if you made more money? Like, go ahead and write it down. Don't feel guilty about it. So often, as small business owners or small makers, we feel guilty about making money or asking. And guys, I'm telling you, there is so much freedom in actually raising your prices, actually looking at what you're doing. And also, guys, by raising your prices, you're helping kind of everyone, not just yourself and your family. I know I've talked about that. But how many of you have been on Etsy? Raise your hand. Come on. Have you been on Etsy? Because I have. And what is the one thing we do? We're like, okay, she asked $2.95 for that, but then someone else asked $6.95. So I'm going to go right in the middle and do, you know, like $4.99. I'm not the lowest, but I'm not the highest. No. Stop it. Stop it. First off, the girl that's doing $2.99, girlfriend, we need to talk, because I can promise you that you might be selling 5,000s of whatever, but your profit is small and you are getting tired. You are wearing yourself out, okay? The thing is, that's not a pricing strategy. That's just I'm going to throw a dart in the air and hope it lands somewhere that kind of makes sense, where I'm not losing my skin, but I don't look like I'm greedy. Okay, so the girl who wanted $6.99, she doesn't look greedy. She just knows maybe her pricing. I can promise you that no matter where you're at in your business, no matter how many years you've been doing this, it is still okay today to stop and look at your pricing. There's some things you need to look at. We already talked about paying yourself. Supplies, right? All your supplies. Not just the big supplies, but the glue sticks, or the little sticky things, or the little hangers, or the little nails, or the little XYZ. Those all matter. Those all matter. They all add up. They're all things you use to make products. So guys, this is the perfect time and the perfect place, because it's the beginning of the year, to start looking at pricing and thinking about it different. Do not sit there in the Etsy dartboard is what I call it. And I love Etsy. Don't get me wrong. I just opened a store. I love me Etsy. And I coach all my clients to love Etsy. But when I look at pricing and I hear people, well, I just looked at Etsy and I went in the middle. That is not it. That is just throwing a dart and hoping you hit something that makes sense. Guys, we have to be intentional about our pricing because we are intentionally creating. So that means that we need and deserve what we are making and make a profit at it. I hope this gets you thinking and I hope it gets you going. My pricing ebook is in the show notes if you're at all interested in grabbing it. It does take you all the way through the formulas of how to figure out how to add up supplies, how to add up shipping, how to add up all your shipping material costs, and all of that and make it sense and come up with a really good pricing plan. I hope you enjoy it. Until next time, keep going, keep moving. That's what matters.